Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Goss Talk Radio. It's Monday. It's 5:30. It's Goss Talk Radio. Well, big game yesterday, Super Bowl. Hear all the calls come in. My new number is 563-999-3589. Give me a call. Tell me what you thought of the game. So happy to see the Patriots lose. It was like an early Christmas gift in February. My goodness. I've never rooted so hard for another team beside, well, my team to win, Steelers, as I did for the Eagles, which I really hated to do, but against the Patriots, it was very easy to root against them. Very, very easy. And we had thrill all the way down to the last minute where I really thought there would be a flag thrown on that Hail Mary and the Patriots would get the ball on the 2-yard line and go in and score. I really thought the two pass plays that were called touchdowns were going to be called back. Why did I think that? Look at the numbers the whole year. Patriots got every call their way in that situation. Let's see. Brady dropped back to throw 50 times. No holding. Are you kidding me? In the NFL, that's unheard of. They throw holding call flags like it's going out of style. 50 times he dropped back, not one hold. They got penalized once for 5 yards. Once in 4 games offensively. Okay. Now, the Eagles. A backup quarterback, Nick Foles, beats up a star Hall of Fame quarterback and a genius coach. You make movies out of this. Movies. Let me go to a phone call. We have one rung up right now. You're on Goss Talk.
Yellow.
You're on. You're on.
What's up, Gossman? Will Dog.
Will Dog from Columbus. What's up?
So, the verdict's in. Everybody in New England is completely upset that they didn't get that flag in the end zone. They thought that was pass interference. Which, let me tell you.
Yeah.
You know you get that call so many times that, you know, at the they just expect it.
Oh, sure. Sure. That's a given.
Uh-huh.
Bob
I
Kraft's
thought for
face
sure
in the booth was priceless.
I thought for sure, just like you said, that they were a couple of those touchdowns wouldn't have counted. You know, they would have threw the flag there, put them on the 2-yard line, anything, you know, anything. But, you know, that's what I've been saying all season. I said, look, you know, if you got a team that can play the Patriots straight up without having to play the officials too, like I said, you know, they're a 9-7 team this year.
Yeah. I agree. Officials make a difference for that team, buddy. Believe me.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me something.
You better.
Were you ecstatic to see them lose?
Oh, I was. I'll tell you what. One of the most emotional games I think I've ever went through. You know me. I'm a big Steelers fan. I felt like it was the Pittsburgh Steelers playing that Super Bowl. That's how emotional it was for me to see the Eagles come out of there with a victory.
Oh, it was the greatest.
I think last night, you had all every state except Massachusetts rooting for the Eagles.
Yeah, and everybody had a bet. Winner. I think the spread was 5. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would they win by?
Sure. What? Well, 8 points. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I thought for sure, absolutely for sure, when they called Ertz first quarter for that holding call, I said, here we go. But,
keep the drive alive, buddy.
Uh-huh. I said, oh, okay.
That's what
all
they
right.
call keep the drive alive.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
But like I told you guys, man, I said that earlier this year. I said, you know, I think Brady's an absolute moron. Why not go out on top, Super Bowl champion, you know, 5 rings in your till. You know, leave with a smile on your face, leave on top. And he personally has set that organization back. You know, you lost the trading Garoppolo. I mean, that kid was next in line, great QB. You know, I think all of this stuff has done more harm than good. We were actually talking about it in the office today. They said, what do you think they should have done? You think they could have traded Brady to, like, the Browns or some shit for first-round draft picks? You know, how many teams would have loved to have had him on the team this year, you know?
Oh, yeah. Did you say trade Brady or Garoppolo?
Garoppolo, no,
or whatever his name is. Oh, they're never
no,
trade Brady.
England would have, if, yeah, well, you know, you got somebody that's 40 years old, going to be 41 next year, you know.
Yeah, they're never trading him. He's an icon. He's a monument up there. He's like a Rocky statue up there in Philly.
Mm-hmm. And from what I understand, the offensive line coach for the Patriots took the job with the Colts. They said it's almost signed and ready.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's
thought
what
that
I
McDaniel was taking him. Yes, he changed
his
mind.
See.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll see.
I thought that McDaniel, or what's his name? Is that his name, McDaniel, or what the hell's his name? Josh McDaniel, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's his name. I thought he was going to take it. That sewed up. I think the defensive coordinator went to the Lions.
Yep.
Patricia. How about that? They better think twice about
you
that.
You know, he was due. Yeah, you got a lot of those. You know, you got a lot of those guys that. Well, let me see here, Josh McDaniel. What's next big steps after? Oh yeah, I guess. Rumor chatter about Josh McDaniel staying with the Patriots. So they're, you know, it's in between. In between.
Mm. Yeah, Belichick might have said, "Hey, you know what? I'm going to retire after next year, and maybe you're next in line for the job here." It's New England.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, those guys are, you know, when you go around that many championship teams, it's, you know, inevitable that you're going to start getting some job offers, you know. So,
yeah,
and especially
sure,
after this,
sure.
You can see, you know, Gronk small in retirement. Brady's not getting any younger, you know. So it's,
yeah.
I think the New England dynasty is all but done.
Well, Belichick, 66.
Yep.
So he's no young chicken for coaching,
mm-mm,
that's for sure. So, yeah, you might see that cracking.
Yep.
That temple up there start cracking.
Yeah, I thought for sure I'd see an Eagles playbook over there on the Patriots bench, but I didn't see one last night.
I'll tell you another thing, they're all teed off about that Malcolm Butler not playing. A lot of players are pissed off about that.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't play a damn. Yeah, they're all teed off about that. Yeah, that's some internal shit there, boy. They're pissed off. Belichick said, oh, it was for. He thought they were better. That guy took 99% of the snaps defensively this year. He's the best corner they have. He's one of the best defensive players they have. He didn't even play. Belichick benched him for some reason.
Well, Gosman, what did you think about Harrison last night?
thought Jimmy Harrison was exposed. I thought that's the reason the Steelers made a good choice of not playing him.
Yeah.
Thought he got his rear end kicked from one end of the field to the other. He set the edge a couple times, big deal. He had a bull rush once. But I'll tell you what, he missed tackles. He got knocked on his can a lot. He can't cover anybody. He's slow. And I think the only reason Belichick picked him up is because, for one thing, he's better than anybody they had. And two, he wanted to get some info off of James Harrison if they played the Steelers. So you'll see James Harrison getting cut loose real soon up there.
He looked like he was wearing two concrete shoes yesterday, Harrison out there.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, he's strong. Point of attack. I mean, he's a guy. He's a grizzly bear, but he can't run after anybody, that's for sure. He's slow. No. He missed tackles. I've seen a few tackles he missed. He set the edge a few times, sure, but all in all, I thought his game was way below average.
Yeah, and he's going to be turning 40 this year.
Yeah. He says he's going to play whoever forever who wants him. But guess what, James? Nobody wanted you. The only team that picked
you
up was Belichick, and he wanted you for one reason, your playbook.
I think some of these guys, Gosman, you know, especially when you got these young guys like Gronk and some of the, I can't remember off the top of my head, there's a couple of younger guys that was in the league for a couple of years and retired. You know, you got these guys that are in retirement already, and you got these idiots that are 40 plus years old that want to keep playing. I mean,
some people don't know when to quit, and the money's good, and some spend a lot of money too. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, very
true.
You
know, I'm sure Harrison made his money, but. Yeah, I'm 40 years old, and I got 5 rings, and I got a life like Tom Brady. I'm not risking getting my ass stomped anymore. I'm done.
No.
But, hey, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's the way. If he wants to play, you know, fine. But better think twice, because he ain't getting any younger. And the way he went out for that pass, boy, he looked all of 40. That's for
when
sure.
When he broke for that pass, I thought he was sinking in quicksand. That's how slow it looked.
Oh, yeah. I don't know who would have won a race, him or James Harrison. Probably would have been tied.
I'll tell you what, Gosman, I could almost hear his knees squeaking from the TV.
Yeah, it looked like it. It looked like he was in pain running. That's for sure. That's for sure.
Gosman, you know what it reminded me of? When you see the older guys at the gym, and so, you know, when they get off the bench and it takes them a couple seconds to get the knees moving forward. That's what Brady looked like when he broke for that ball.
Right, right. Yeah, he looked like he was like all of 50. He wasn't winning any races, that's for sure.
Oh.
Other than that, though, I was happy and ecstatic that they lost.
Oh, we were celebrating out here in Ohio. Loving every second of it, man. Every second.
Loving every minute of it. Yep. Yep. I mean, how could
Listen,
you?
Man,
how could you? I heard Dumbledore was rocking.
Oh. Man, I woke up today, I was in a great mood. I said, oh, man, is it? Everything tastes a little better today. The air smells a little better.
I heard Philly, they almost burnt the city down on her.
Is that their, that's their first Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. First one. They don't come easy, buddy.
Yeah,
the people around here think
you're
going to Super Bowl every year. That's not happening. That ain't happening. And I'll tell you what, some of the plays that Belichick called, boy, I'll tell you, I thought he was a genius. That kickoff at the end of the game, that was atrocious. Wow, was that bad. Lateral back and forth, letting time run out. Holy hell. Letting Brady run out for a pass, 4th and 5. Jesus. And that defense looked so unprepared. What were they doing for 2 weeks down there, up there?
Uh-huh.
Everybody in Yinzerville talks about Tomlin, how unprepared his team's. Holy hell, this guy's supposed to be a genius.
Well, I'll tell you what, Gosman. There's one thing that I can't take away from Brady, and that is he's probably going to go down in history as, if not the best quarterback that ever played so far. You know, there's always going to be some other stuff that'll come up, and you never know. But it's easy to look like a genius when you got him, you know, behind the center. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does. That it does. But, well, Will Dog, thanks for the phone call, buddy.
No problem. No problem.
And
thanks for taking a Gosman.
We'll be talking to you. I'm on every Monday, and spread the word.
You got it.
All right, buddy.
The Eagles.
There goes the Will Dog. Yeah, there goes Will Dog. He's gone. Will Dog's a customer of mine, you could say. A listener. Avid listener. Faithful listener. But we got a lot of talking about the Super Bowl still, and Floyd just come in the door. Hey, Floyd, you're 15 minutes late.
What do you want? There's a lot of traffic out there. What the fuck you calling me? I thought it might be back at the about a racetrack. A lot of traffic.
Oh, well, right. I don't know where to dock your pay or just kick you out of here.
If the pay you're docking, I won't be getting much.
You're not worth much. You come in 15 minutes late. Were you going to come in 15 minutes late and work like it? Who's going to put up with that crap? I mean, come on.
I'm still going to be here 15 minutes overtime to pick up my the work I lost.
You're going to work 15 more minutes after the show's over, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, the show starts at 5:30, cuz. You got to be here at 5:30. Not 1:45 or 10:02. It's 5:30. I don't know. I tell you, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Disgusted with you.
I'm blaming on the traffic down by the racetrack. I couldn't get through there. I had to get my sandwich down at Permane's.
You know what? Cut the goddamn sandwich out. Okay? Wow. This guy getting on my nerves. Anyway, back to the Super Bowl. What I thought about that first drive the Eagles put on, they went down the field like boom, bang, boom, bang, boom, bang, boom, and then there was a penalty against the tight end. And then they called that by, so, oh, here we go. Now we're going to get the stall job. The flag, but he did jump off. He did jump offside. That stalled that killed that. I thought they were going to get 7, they got 3. But they went down the field like paper. It was actually funny. So I'm thinking, oh, what's all Yinzer's going to say? Man, when the Jacksonville goes down the field and scores on it, oh, they're not prepared. Tomlin's got to go. We got to fire Tomlin. The team's not prepared. What's on the defense? Butler's terrible. He stinks. Well, Yinzers, you got the greatest coach on earth up there in New England, and they went right down the field on him. What do you think about that? Give me a call. I think your theory on all this crap about people being unprepared, I think it's out the window. I don't think it's out at all, being unprepared. Do you think that Belichick went for 2 weeks, they played ping pong and not went over game film and, and told the kickers to miss kicks, miss the extra point. Hey, make sure you hit the bar on a field goal. We don't want 3. Is that what he said? Yeah. Sometimes it's up to the players. They got to perform. I realize there's a scheme. Sometimes a scheme don't work. Sometimes you got to change it. Most of the time it's up to the players to perform. Yeah, believe it or not. And I hear all this crap, oh, they got to fire everybody down. Yeah, be like Cleveland, fire everybody. Every year get a revolving door. Go 0-16, see how you like it around here. People are spoiled. Spoiled rotten. You got a team that's won 6 Super Bowls. You've been in 8. Some teams don't even get to 1. Look at Philly. It took them 57 years to win 1 championship. Yeah, how'd you like that? One football championship. Your team has 6 and has been in 8. Yeah. You got a owner here that's, spends up to the cap every year to keep his team competitive. Some of these owners don't even spend at a cap. They spend $30 million less than they have to. You got a guy here, Don, here, that has this ownership, Rooney, spends every dime to be competitive, to keep a good team on the field. All you can ask your team every year is to be competitive. You get in the playoffs, you have a chance. Unlike the Pirates, which don't care, the Penguins and the Steelers are run by 2 great owners. The Pirates have a guy that wants just to make money. He doesn't care if he wins. You people complain about the Steelers. Oh, you don't win a Super Bowl every year. It's not possible. It's not. The greatest quarterback on earth and the greatest coach in the whole wide world didn't win a Super Bowl yesterday. Yeah, true. It's very hard to win a Super Bowl. Once, twice, 3 times, let alone 6. Yeah. Like I tell everybody, you don't like it, don't go to the game. Don't watch. Go to Cleveland. If that's what you want, go up there. Go down to Tampa. Go down to Miami. If that's what you want, go. You got ownership here that wants to win. You got 2 teams here that want to win. Penguins won back-to-back cups. I hear somebody yelling. I read the paper. They better fire Sullivan, the head coach. The head coach. They fire him. Are you kidding me? This guy won back-to-back cups. Yeah. They want to fire Tomlin. He ain't the greatest coach in the world. I can understand that. The guy ain't had a losing season in 11 years. His worst seasons are 8-8. You people want to fire the Penguin coach, want to fire the Penguin GM. Amazing. Well, let me go to a call here. Who we got is here? You're on Goss Talk.
Hey, what's going on, Goss Talk Radio? Glad you're back in the action. I promise I'd give you a call. So my question real quick is, who signs Nick Foles next year? Where do you think he's playing at?
Philadelphia. He signed for a year. Unless they make a big blockbuster trade.
Yeah, do you think they trade him or would you just keep him?
Well, if I'm the Eagles, I'm a little worried about Carson Wentz's knee. See how that is, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You got a little insurance policy there, and there's no hurry to trade him, but I don't see him being there past next year.
Yeah, that was a good point. It was a good game. Both teams, not much defense, but both teams fought hard, and Eagles won, and good for them. We'll see what happens next
year. I was glad to see them win. I didn't think they would, but I was very happy to see them win.
Most people,
I loved it.
Most people, I feel like Pennsylvania was pretty happy regardless. Steelers fans didn't want New England to win, and neither did the Eagles. So that's a win-win for
yep.
Pennsylvania. But I wanted to see Tom get one more. But he has plenty, so at the end of the day, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with him. I think Gronk's contemplating retirement. Maybe he'll come back, maybe not. But he's been through a lot, you know, with all his injuries, so maybe he'll hang it up.
Yeah, maybe it's a ploy to get more money, you know. Who knows? We'll see. He's had a lot of injuries, and, you know, he might want to go out.
Yeah, he has two, so, I mean, but he wanted to get the third and then go out that way. But that wasn't the story, but we'll see what happens. But I got to go back to work, but I'm glad that you are back on the air, my friend.
Oh, thanks for the call. That's Dustin from Davenport, and there he goes. Thanks for the call, Dustin. And that's Dustin from Davenport. Well, we got a lot of talk today about the Super Bowl and upcoming baseball season, and we got the hockey season. You know, oh, boy, Penguins are they're coming on. Thank goodness. They play the Knights tomorrow night. Mark Andrew Fleury back in time. We'll see what happens there. I'm sure there'll be a lot of interest there. Can't wait to see him. And I'll see what the upcoming draft looks like for Steelers football. I'm going to miss football season. It's my favorite sport. You know, I like hockey and football the best, but baseball, I did like that, but around here it's garbage. I would advocate everybody stay home and don't go to the games. Don't watch the Pirates. They're a waste. It's a waste of time and money. If you go down there, you're wasting your money and you're enabling this guy to do what he does. And he does it every year. Goes on the cheap. Don't give me that small market crap, because that's what it is, crap. And, sorry about the cough. But, yeah, like I told you before, and I'll say it again, they don't care if they win or lose. If they win, fine. If they lose, fine. They're gonna do the same thing they always do, go on the cheap. They're not going to go out and pay anybody, like a free agent, to come in here and do anything, you know. And they're just not going to do it to make the team better. After they traded McCutcheon and Cole and for what? Prospects, potential, garbage. Same garbage we've been hearing for the last 30, 20 years. Sick of it. Won't go. If they played out the backyard, I'd pull the shades down and probably play music and read a book. But, yeah, we'll be talking about, you know, talking about the draft coming up for the Steelers and talking about, I mean, we have to talk about the Pirates, unfortunately, but probably be talking about how bad they are and can't get out of last place. Everybody got better in the division. Everybody, look at the Cubs, look at the Cardinals, look at who they got. Asuna, and they got another guy. They hit 30, 40 home runs. Pirates go out and they get rid of their guys. Stink. But, well, we got about 30 seconds left, and that's it for the show, and we'll be back on the air next Monday. And everybody that couldn't get in, go back Monday and try. We're going to try to be on another next month or on another day longer. So, signing off till Monday, 5:30 to 6:00.